As someone who lives in Florida, you'd think you'd be used to a variety of bad weather. But what about the other storms in life? What about the emotional, the spiritual, the economic, and all the rest? How do you deal with these storms? If you would turn with me to Acts chapter 27, verses 23 to 25, our answer will be found there. This chapter takes place during Paul's voyage to Rome. Paul is on a ship that is caught in the middle of a storm. The men that are aboard the ship have fear in their hearts and are ready to escape. Paul, however, has just been informed by an angel of God that there is no need to be afraid because God will take care of them. After hearing this information, Paul immediately went to go tell the men the good news. In verse 25, it says, "Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me." Despite all the problems they faced, Paul was a source of encouragement to others. And ladies, as followers of Christ, we need to encourage others, especially in times of need. Life comes with blessings, yes, but it also comes with times of trial and sadness. There are times when it seems like life couldn't get any worse, and this can discourage any normal person. That's where we step in. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." We need to encourage those dealing with the storms of life. It could be a letter, a talk, or a visit. Reaching out to people will help strengthen their faith and yours. We are a Christian family that loves each other, and our example can calm the hearts of others, just as Paul's example did. When hard times come, we often panic and forget that God is a firm rock that will always be there. We forget to put our trust in God. In Acts chapter 27, verse 25, Paul told the men aboard the ship that he believed in God. Paul is a man that has been beaten, stoned, and even thrown in jail because he followed the way of the Lord. Yet he continually put his trust in God, and through this, he was able to overcome the obstacles in life. If we put our trust in God like Paul did, we can face anything. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." Sometimes we don't think of how leaning on God will help us. We worry about what we think will happen and the consequences. But the consequences will be far greater if we don't trust and have faith in God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 through 13 says, "Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed." This is telling us that we need to strengthen our weaknesses in order to grow. Ladies, we can strengthen these weaknesses by leaning on the God that loves us. Our faith is constantly going to be tested, and the only way to pass this test is by following the light that He constantly shines for us. We recollect that while Paul was in the middle of the storm with the others, he was visited by an angel. The angel was telling Paul, who had fear in his heart at the time, not to be afraid. It reads, saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you." The angel was telling Paul not to be afraid because God is on their side. We need to take this and apply this to our lives. There is no need to be afraid when times get hard if God is with us. Think about it. Through all the bad moments of life, God has always been there. He knows we can handle what comes our way because He has a reason for it. It could be to teach us a lesson or to make us stronger. Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Ladies, who can go against us with the Almighty God on our side? God has provided for us over and over, and all we have to do is obey Him. Whatever trials we go through will be worth it when we make it to heaven. Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Once again, God has an award for us, but we have to forget our fears. the privilege of being able to enter the gates of heaven and being able to meet the Lord should cast out any fear in our hearts. Acts chapter 27, verses 23 through 25 is a part in the Bible that we need to apply to our lives. Any storms in our life can be overcome as long as we encourage each other, trust in God, and forget our fear. We may not have an angel that appears whenever we need help, but we have God in each other. That should be the sunlight that chases away any storm cloud in our lives. Thank you.